Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
Thanks for joining us for Day 10 of In His Steps. Today's title is Set Your Mind on the Things of God. Bruce Barton said, "It's so natural and comfortable for us to set our minds on human comfort, security, success, and prosperity, that we forget our divine call to sacrifice and service, so we can see that Peter's perspective was wrong. God's plan included the Messiah's suffering and death. Jesus would fulfill his mission exactly as planned." Our text today is Matthew 16, 23. It reads, "But he turned and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man.'" Jesus takes Peter's rebuke seriously by acknowledging first where it originated. Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." David Guzik writes, "Though a moment before Peter spoke as a messenger of God, he then spoke as a messenger of Satan. Jesus knew there was a satanic purpose in discouraging him from his ministry on the cross, and Jesus would not allow that purpose to succeed. We can be sure that Peter was not aware that he spoke for Satan. Just a moment before, he was not aware he spoke for God. It is often much easier to be a tool of God or the devil than we want to believe. Warren Wiersbe's comments provide additional insight. Peter's response to this shocking statement certainly represented the feelings of the rest of the disciples. "Pity thyself, Lord. This shall never happen to thee." Jesus turned his back on Peter and said, "Get behind me, adversary. You are a stumbling block to me." Literal translation. Peter, the stone, who had just been blessed, became Peter, the stumbling block, who was not a blessing to Jesus. What was Peter's mistake? He was thinking like a man, for most men want to escape suffering and death. He did not have God's mind in the matter. Where do we find the mind of God? In the Word of God, until Peter was filled with the Spirit, he had a tendency to argue with God's Word. Peter had enough faith to confess that Jesus is the Son of God, but he did not have the faith to believe that it was right for Jesus to suffer and die. Of course, Satan agreed with Peter's words, for he used the same approach to tempt Jesus in the wilderness. Today, the cross is an accepted symbol of love and sacrifice. But in that day, the cross was a horrible means of capital punishment. The Romans would not mention the cross in polite society. In fact, no Roman citizen could be crucified. This terrible death was reserved for their enemies. Jesus had not yet specifically stated that he would be crucified. But his words that follow emphasize the cross. He presented to the disciples two approaches to life. Either deny yourself or live for yourself. Take up your cross or ignore the cross. Follow Christ or follow the world. Lose your life for his sake or save your life for your sake. Forsake the world or gain the world. Keep your soul or lose your soul. As a follower of Christ, we never want to be a hindrance to God. Peter didn't realize Satan was speaking through him. Thankfully, because Jesus knew it was an attack from the adversary, he was not distracted by Peter's obliviousness. When we fail to realize the attacks of Satan, we can miss out on God's best and distract others from serving God. This can happen any time we put our focus on anything but Jesus Christ. Consider these questions. How can you be more aware of who is speaking into your spirit before you respond? Why does Satan always attack those who are serving the Lord? How can you keep your focus on Jesus so that you will not be distracted from your calling to serve, nor deter others from doing the same? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.